Has indeed our understanding of the state and our subjection to it advanced, as I believe? Are we less likely to find that internalized state that's trained into each one of us, mobilized by the so-called masters? This is a question I hope we start discussing. From one of the on-air discussions I listened to of the Ferguson grand jury decision came this comment, quote, Martin Luther King said that violence is the language of the unheard. The question is, can they hear us now? Unquote. My first reaction to it was, is this the level of the discourse still? Meaning, let's discuss why the state celebrates our violence. Because it gives them cover, and so they plant their agents to ensure it happens. But then later, another thought came to the surface, that this too needs to be flipped if we are to see this social arrangement called class, and so our dilemma, more accurately. For what could be more silent and unheard than these Plato's tribesmen, condemned to duplicity and silence, who even more so than we have had their authentic voices stolen? And if hearing theirs breaks the spell, let's hear them as we free ourselves. They fear imperfection. They fear to fail their fathers. They fear disorder, and are taught that we the people are the source of all these threats, quote unquote. Failure to realize Plato's vision. Imperfection, disorder. And while they may claim in their official voices, as we'll see when we look at Kissinger briefly, that they understand there is no permanent, quote unquote, fix, they are dishonest, for they long for it, and their aspiration is sufficient to cause havoc. They have ever longed for the, quote unquote, final solution. They are racist, but not in the way we've been taught to attribute to ourselves. Is a God racist when he allocates to his people different things? The global state statesmen are racists in a platonic sense. They long to make them, make us, shape us, races, using the raw material that they are, quote unquote, given. If we can ourselves get past these internalized, trained in us mental blockages, sourced from Plato's tribesmen, fear of failing the fathers, fear of imperfection, fear of disorder, and so move unencumbered conscious and choose to see the opposite of power, a classless global society, and use that definition for a people's vision. Necessarily as well, we'd see that means no state. No state. So, our doctors, Martin and Du Bois, could not fully comprehend this vision because fear of disorder, that key fear of the fathers, still hobbled their conception. Or perhaps it's just as Nikola Tesla intimated, that we needed the internet to see this. And so they still held, our doctors, to notions of representatives for us being charged to try to wrestle with power and establish greater fairness for us. And yet, do we see that they show us the necessary trajectory for each one of us when the earth takes our hand? We taught by power to stick to our boxes, the ones they made for us, to keep us small. They became threats when they reached beyond them, those boxes, listening firstly to the earth, but then also seeing power's reaction as they grow, as we grow. We've said that states make class and think differential education. Now we, none of us, like class. Do we think states can start to make its opposite? No one suggests this. All we hear is that states can chip away at it, try to create greater fairness. We're fed this with the con that, quote, it's nature that divides us. It's nature that makes us unequal, unquote. Not them, but none of us believe it. I like the straightforward way that Zora puts things, quote, you cannot arouse any enthusiasm in me to join in a protest for the boss to provide me with a better hoe to chop his cotton with. Why must I chop cotton at all? Why fix a class of cotton choppers? I will join in no protest for the boss to put a little more stuffing in my bunk. I don't even want the bunk. I want the boss's bed. It seems to me that the people who are enunciating these principles are so saturated with European ideas that they miss the whole point of America. The people who founded this country and the immigrants who came later came here to get away from class distinctions and to keep their unborn children from knowing about them. I am all for the idea of free vertical movement, nothing horizontal. This is not to say that the darker races are visiting angels. I just think it'd be a good thing for the Anglo-Saxon to get the idea out of his head that everybody else owes him something just for being blonde. I am forced to the conclusion that two-thirds of them do hold this view. The idea of human slavery is so deeply ground in that the pink toes can't get it out of their system. It has just been decided to move the slave quarters farther away from the house, unquote, from Zora Neale Hurston, Dust Tracks on a Road. And she wrote those words in 1942. Brilliant woman, huh? They just wanted to move them slave quarters. They just decided to move the slave quarters farther away from the house. We are not supposed to link fates with our sisters and brothers and claim the globe. Power sees this as impinging on its role. And so when we do, it bears its fangs and goes for our throats. Would be gods resent we plebs reaching beyond our so-called station in thought, no less than action. We all want to be done with it, with class. And so the question is, why are we afraid to demand what we want?